Hello, this is Karen McKinnon, and I'm delighted to have an opportunity to introduce our paper called Laboring to Nurse. Although this paper was written for the North American section of this journal, I suspect that readers from other parts of the world might be interested in these research findings. So I would like to introduce the paper with a little information about about Canada and the context of maternity care in Canada. British Columbia, the province where the study was conducted, is a large mountainous province on the west coast of Canada. This particular study was conducted in the eastern region of the province, a mountainous area located near the Rocky Mountains. About the context of maternity care in Canada, it is important to understand that although we have a history of midwives in our First Nations and colonial past, it is only recently that midwives have been integrated into our healthcare system. For example, Ontario was the first Canadian province to pass midwifery legislation in 1994. In British Columbia, the first education program for midwives, the University of British Columbia, started accepting students in 2001. As a consequence of this recent history, there are few registered midwives currently practicing in rural British Columbia. Midwives in Canada are also community-based practitioners and are not employed by hospitals to provide maternity care. All of these contextual and historical factors have taken us to a place where many rural nurses have developed additional knowledge and skills for providing maternity care, including knowing how to deliver the baby when the physician or midwife is not in the hospital. Many of these nurses learned these skills from British nurse midwives, and many of these skilled nurses are currently approaching retirement age. This paper does not address who should be delivering babies in rural or remote communities of Canada. Rather, drawing on ethnographic methods, this paper describes the work activities of frontline nurses working in one geographically isolated and mountainous region of British Columbia. This first report is about the first phase of a two-phase study and focuses on describing the complexities of rural nursing work and identifying some strategies for change that would better support these nurses. This research is informed by institutional ethnography, a fairly complex qualitative methodology developed by Canadian feminist sociologist Dorothy Smith. Institutional ethnography begins from the standpoint of a group of people, in this case rural nurses, and begins to identify how institutional structures and social processes influence their everyday work. To quote Dorothy Smith, "The aim is not to explain people's behavior, but to be able to explain to them and ourselves the socially organized powers in which their, our, lives are embedded." The second phase of this study is currently underway and will focus more on the social and institutional factors that influence these rural nurses' experiences. Please do not hesitate to contact me if you would like more information about the study or about the research approach we are using. I look forward to hearing from you.